I was also happy to see you, Go Mahaprabhu. I saw Vishnujan. I saw many wonderful devotees there. And I can see now others are joining us from all over the world. This is internet technology at its very best. When I was trying to blend a little bit in the atmosphere of Radhastami today, I listened to a kirtan of Aindra Prabhu, an Abhishek kirtan, which he had sung during the Radhastami in Vrindavan Dham. And when I listened to the kirtan, I could see that there is so much joy in the land of Vrindavan, which came into the kirtan, so much happiness, so much ecstasy, if you so want, so much joyfulness, so much compassion, that we were really infected by listening or trying to get into the atmosphere. Prabhupada once said, the whole world is attracted to Krishna. To whom is Krishna attracted? Please think about it. The whole world is attracted to Krishna, to God. Everyone talks about him in some ways. God is the most attractive subject matter. Even atheists talk all the time about him. But to whom is the Lord attracted? To whom is God attracted? The very good answer to this question is he's attracted to Srimati Radharani. So in my little lecture today, I would like to talk about some of Radharani's glories. I just need to make once again sure, Go Mohan, that you are able to hear me nicely. Please just respond. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Acha, good. All right. I request all of you to chant after me. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Hari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur once explained how we should see Srimati Radharani. He said, it is not possible to see the light, to see the sun without the light of the sun. It is also not possible to think of the moon without the moonlight. In the same way, it is not possible to think about Krishna without Srimati Radharani. We cannot think of Madhava without thinking of Radha. Can you understand? The sun light belongs inseparably to the sun. In the same way, the moonlight belongs inseparably to the moon. We would not be able to see the sun without the sunlight, nor would we be able to see the moon without the moonlight. They belong together. They are not separate. In the same way, Radha is always together with Krishna. Always, 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 always. Krishna is not fully Krishna without Radha, just like the sun is not the sun without sunlight. Therefore, in our Goswamis always say, if you want to understand Krishna, you must go to through Srimati Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami says, one who has failed to worship Radha's lotus feet, one who has not taken shelter of Radharani's kingdom in Braj, which is decorated with the imprint of her foot, one who has not associated with the devotees of Radha, who are very deep in nature, how can such a person experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Krishna? Krishna becomes fully Krishna, the way we know him, the one who loves his devotee, who plays his flute, who is so extremely beautiful. Krishna becomes fully Krishna only in the association of Srimati Radharani. We have this understanding. There is one verse which describes how Krishna feels where Radha is not present. Krishna says, all this great kingdom of Dwaraka has no value for me without Radharani's presence. In Krishna consciousness, we always need to see how we can come alive. Every one of us is physically alive. We eat and we talk and we do things, we meet other people. But how much alive are we spiritually? I can see you listening to this. I see some of you are very tired. Others are doing multifunctions at the site. Yes, we are very active in the material sense, but it is not, it is rare to find a devotee who is fully alive, who has come fully alive in his Krishna consciousness. It is very rare. It is very rare. The life comes when you have devotion in your heart. For a devotee, he or she becomes alive when there is bhakti in the heart, when there is deep devotion in the heart. Then he or she is absolutely alive. So this devotion comes always from a great devotee. Without a great devotee, devotion cannot be had. Mahatmanas tumang patha devin prakritim ashrita, the Lord says in the Gita. The Mahatmas, they take shelter under the divine energy, devim prakriti. And this divine energy, this absolutely spiritual energy, that energy which is full of bliss and full of love, that is under the shelter of Radharani. The material energy is under the shelter of Durga. The spiritual energy is under the shelter of Srimati Radhika. And therefore, a devotee who wants to go from the shelter of Maya, from the shelter of Durga Devi, from the shelter of the material life, to the genuine spiritual life, he or she will take shelter under the lotus feet of Radha. You know, there are some devotees in Vrindavan, our devotees, who have built a retreat center. The retreat center is built in Vrindavan Dam at the site of the Govardhan Hill. The name of the retreat center is Ashraya, or shelter. And the idea is that by taking shelter in Vrindavan Dam, where Srimati Radharani walks and is the supreme goddess, we can find the shelter of Krishna. We can find shelter from the material energy. We can find shelter from even our own unruly and uncontrolled mind. Once Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and one devotee came along. I mean, many devotees came along, but one devotee asked, "Srila Prabhupada, what is the worst enemy for a devotee?" And Prabhupada said, "The devotee himself is the worst enemy of the devotee. There are no enemies outside. The enemy is inside. The enemy is us. We are our own worst enemy." That stops the moment you are taking shelter under the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. You stop being your own enemy. Taking shelter under the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is very cooling to the heart. Taking shelter gives you a lot of spiritual strength. And taking shelter always protects you. When I was preparing for this lecture, I was thinking, what does it mean to take shelter under Krishna's lotus feet? What does it mean to take shelter under Radharani's lotus feet? What are the lotus feet? Why does all the time the information come to us, take shelter under the lotus feet? What is the speciality of taking the shelter under the lotus feet? And I studied that Radharani's lotus feet have a few very special features. When Srimati Radharani will walk on the dust of Vrindavan and someone looks at her footprints, she finds a chariot. He finds, or she finds, a chariot in the dust. This chariot comes from the impression of Radharani's lotus feet, her lotus feet are decorated with this chariot. The speciality of a chariot is you can easily reach your goal when you are right on the on a chariot, and you don't have to walk on the foot. Now we have cars as our chariots, but in the old times there were only chariot. It's drawn by horses or whatever. When you walk alone, sometimes it's very difficult. You're tired after maybe 25 kilometers. But when you go with a chariot, then you can easily go for many, many, many kilometers and miles. Just imagine you try to walk in the heat of the day alone on the street. After some time, you're tired. But then imagine a chariot comes by, it stops and says, "Come on in." Then you can swiftly reach your goal Especially this is true when you are on a battlefield. So we, all of us conditioned souls, are here in this material world on a battlefield, like we said earlier. And the worst enemy is our own mind, our own hesitation in the mind, our own unwillingness to surrender, our own mental problems. So when we take shelter at the blissful lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, it's like climbing on a chariot. Come on in, everyone is welcome. And then move forward, not on our own strength, but on the strength of mercy, on the strength of Kripa. That is wonderful. Especially it is wonderful on the battlefield of the material energy. Someone who keeps the lotus feet of Radharani in his mind and thinks, I'm the servant of Radha, at that time he will become victorious in the battle against Maya. There is no doubt. She is the greatest of all of Krishna's devotees. And she is extremely compassionate. She will take us on her chariot and bring us forward in our life. Another symbol on Radharani's lotus feet, which addresses a very profound truth, is a club. A club is a very heavy instrument, and a good club fighter is able to even conquer an elephant with a club. We know from the Mahabharata that Bhimsena, Bhima, was able to confront many powerful war elephants with his club and defeated them all. So in the same way, when you have the shelter of Radha's lotus feet, then the elephant of lust, which is very strong in this material world, very strong, it's like a huge monster elephant which walks through our heart and crushes our heart. When you take shelter at the lotus feet of Radha, the even material lust will be defeated. And finally, there is a Shakti on Radha's lotus feet, meets a spear. Radha is the reservoir of unlimited Shakti. Sava Shakti Mayi. She is, all the Shaktis are there. Her feet can immediately slash, cut to pieces, your bondage to material life. Have you ever noted that you try so much to be a better version of yourself? You try so much to overcome various obstacles in your life. But it seems these bad things are attached to you, and they do not leave you very easily. However, when the spear comes, the strong mercy of Radharani, then it is possible to be cut free from the bonds of Maya. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, how much this simple advice can end our struggles, can end our tears, can end our embarrassing story where we are not always successful in overcoming Maya. We need shelter. On our own, it is not possible. But having taken the shelter of Radharani, these three things are automatically given. You are quickly moving forward as if you ride on a chariot. Your greatest obstacle, lust in the heart, can be overcome by the club of Radha's, which is imprinted on Radha's lotus feet. And finally, you can be cut free from the bonds of millions of lifetimes. This is why in Vrindavan, Radha's Radhastami is celebrated in very, very, very wonderful ways. I do remember many, many years ago, I wanted to celebrate Radhastami in Vrindavan with the original devotees of Vrindavan, the Brijbasis. So I went in a taxi and I asked to be driven to a small little place called Raval. And I still remember everyone was already celebrating one day before Radhastami. There was a great wrestling match with the greatest wrestler of Vrindavan. And everyone was there, and then there was kirtans and so on. When I arrived, the whole field was covered with people. It was a huge field with many, many people, and the whole night they were celebrating. In the morning, it was not very practical to find a pump to take a shower because it was already filled with people. So I had taken two plastic bottles full of water and I took a shower on the field to be ready for the great day. And you should have seen with how much love the people of Vrindavan celebrated Radha's appearance day. There was so much singing. They gave gifts to each other. They were singing songs. Oh, Vrishabhanu, the father of Radha, is like a mine of good qualities. He has sons who are just like jewels, but he is glorious today because of that one girl who is the embodiment of all the Lakshmi. His good fortune is that Radharani has taken birth in his dynasty. In this way they were singing. Then there was a great theater play with Radha and Krishna. And it was the most loving atmosphere you can imagine. There was an ocean of people, and they were all, together in one spirit because of the festival of Radhastami. Such a festival on Radhastami was also celebrated in our temples, and once in London, when Prabhupada was still with us, he gave a lecture on Srimati Radharani, which all those who have heard that lecture can never forget. I have heard this lecture already so many times, but for your hearing pleasure, I would like to quote a little part of the lecture where Prabhupada highlights the unique position of Srimati Radharani. Anyone, he says, who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. She thinks, Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. And she immediately recommends, Krishna, oh, here is a devotee. He is much better than me. This is Radharani. I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. So this is the idea. If you want to go to Krishna, it is good if you go through Srimati Radharani. In practical terms, it means that you take on the mood of a surrendered soul, because that is Srimati Radharani's special feature. She is absolutely surrendered to Krishna. Krishna is more important than her own breath, which gives life to her. She has made her life totally dependent on Krishna. Once there's a very nice leela. One devotee came to Srimati Radharani and he saw her in her own courtyard. She had put a blindfold around her eyes and was trying to walk through the courtyard with a blindfold. You know, she had bound something like this around her eyes and was now trying to walk. Then the next moment, Radharani took buckets of water and threw the buckets of water in her courtyard. It became full of mud. And she again tried to walk through the mud. The next moment, she took thorns and put the thorns in the courtyard and started to practice walking over thorns. So finally, the devotee asked Radharani, what are you doing, O Queen of Vrindavan? Why are you blindfolding yourself? Why do you try to walk through mud? Why do you walk over thorns? And then Radharani answered and explained her heart. She said, I always want to see Krishna and serve him. That is my only purpose in life. So sometimes in Vrindavan, there is a dark night, so I have to practice going to Krishna. And that's why I'm blindfolding myself, so that I can walk and find my goal in the darkness of the night. Then she said, sometimes in Vrindavan there's monsoon. There is, and the paths are muddy and slippery. So for that scenario, I have to also practice to meet Krishna. I have to put the path and make them slippery. And sometimes there are so many thorns. So I have to practice to walk over thorns, to come to Krishna, because I know he will not be happy without me. And my purpose is to serve him. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. This one-pointedness, this absolute concentration, this willingness to not stop your progress in Krishna consciousness, no matter what obstacles are there. But now listen, Radha is so merciful that she will help you conquer and cross over many, many, many obstacles. Therefore, there is a very nice verse, a very nice prayer, which I want to read for you. It's from the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. Can I sing it to you? Good. Munindra Vrindavanite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajendra Banu Nandini Vajendra Suno Sangate Kada Karesya Siyamang Kripa Kata Kshabhajanam. O Srimati Radhika, who are glorified by great sages, O you who dispel the lamentations of the three worlds, O Radha, whose face blossoms with a humorous smile and who has pastimes in Vrindavan's forests and kunjas. O beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu, O most near and dear to the son of the king of Braja, when will you make me the recipient of your merciful sidelong glance? The hope of all devotees who celebrate Radhastami is that somehow Radha will look at them. In Krishna consciousness, that's the perfection. That Prabhupada used to say this, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna sees you. That is also when you have darshan. The whole idea of darshan is that you present yourself before the Lord, Lord Nrisimhadev or Radhastami, Radharani, and that the Lord or Radha will see you. And by the glance which comes from the lotus eyes of the Lord, you will be enlivened and uplifted, and you will be given strength. I know in the Mahabharata there is one very, very interesting story. The mother of Duryodhana, Gandhari, saw that her sons were losing the battle of Kurukshetra. And one day she decided to give her strength to her son Duryodhana. What she did is she took the blindfold off her eyes and she looked at Duryodhana. And by this glance of her mother, the boy became strong. It's a long story. Krishna had come and he had said to Duryodhana, don't go completely naked before your mother. Have at least a gamsha on. So Duryodhana followed this, but that meant when Gandhari opened her blindfold and looked at him, Duryodhana was not protected wherever this cloth was on his body. So when we go and surrender, this is the whole idea to Radharani, we should surrender completely. We should give ourselves entirely to her service. We should act as surrendered souls and become empowered by her sidelong glance. We should, of course, be fully dressed. This is absolutely necessary. But we should go with the mood that I want to surrender to you. I want to start my new life. My life after Radhastami is different than my life before Radhastami. And by going like this to Radharani and getting her glance, her sidelong, absolutely empowering glance, everything will become very easy in our life of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has said this many, many times to us. This is our philosophy, to please Krishna through Radharani. Just today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. So we should offer flowers and pray to Radharani. Oh Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Wonderful. So I do hope this is a very good inspiration to all of you. Maybe Gaur Mohanji, we can arrange today a flower offering, Pushpanjali, to Srimati Radharani. You can have a photo, a picture of Radharani, and maybe later during the day you can find some good flowers from the farm, and everyone can offer some flowers to the picture of Radharani. There you put the picture, and then you can chant the mantra Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, and after each, when you have completed one mantra, you say Esha Pushpanjali, and you throw the flowers before Radharani. This is a simple method to worship her on her divine appearance day. And you can pray, oh Radha, you are very close to Krishna. Tell something good about me to Krishna in his ear. And in this way, that is your life is successful. Radha Krishna, Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. Yes, just like the sun, light is always together with the moon. Like the rays of the sun are always together with the sun. Radharani is always together with Krishna. And she is the compassionate nature of Lord Krishna. So by getting her mercy, everything will be possible for all of you. I wish you the most wonderful Radhastami. I wish that you will become free from all tiredness, which I can see in some of your faces. Hare Krishna! I wish that you can go directly and have a private session today where you pray to Radharani. You can say, I may not be such a good devotee. I know, but you are very merciful. Please Come and lift me with your mercy, like a tired person who walks alone. I'm tired to walk alone. Lift me on the chariot of your mercy and take me on. Good. So we have reached our end here. I thought to lecture for 45 minutes, but we are there. You can maybe what we can do is you can ask your question, and then Gomohan can tell me the question, and I can answer. Then we have a little, how do you say, interaction. Is that a good idea, Gomohan?
Yes, Hare Krishna. Very much. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for taking this time to speak to us, and we're all happy here to have you live here in Simhachalam. Great, and to have your sweet words on the glories of Srimati Radharani. I think you're the best to speak on her lotus feet.
Yes, I have great love for the devotees in Simhachalam. We were together and celebrated the appearance day of Lord Narsingadev a few months ago. It seemed just like yesterday, and I was very impressed to see the spirit of the devotees there. It was a very joyful spirit. There was no politics, or it was very friendly. Everyone was, and it was a wonderful, let us say, inspirational meeting. I also visited Ananta Krishna Prabhu, and we had an interview in his lion studio, his TV studio. That was very good. But I would now like to see, are there any questions which you would like to ask on Radharani? To phrase a good question, ask yourself, what is your present relationship to Radharani, and see if there's something you want to know to how to improve that.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Sometimes it seems when the divine couple are so perfectly together that we don't want to disturb them with our little petty prayers or what you have in our heart. So is it that we can still approach them without disturbing them?
Thank you very much. I have heard your question very nicely. Yes. This is a very justified question. Oh, Ramananda Gopal, I see you. Haribol. This question is a very justified question. We feel Radha and Krishna are so perfectly in their own world. Why should I disturb them with my small-mindedness? No, we can think like this about Krishna also. Oh, Krishna is so transcendental, and he is so absolute in his enjoyment. I mean, should I really burden him with my little question that, oh, my bicycle is broken, and what can we do to repair the bicycle? It seems to be so inappropriate to approach Krishna. Or, for that matter, we could think so about Lord Narsingadev. It seems that he is so perfect in his own world. He is happy to have Prahlad on his lap. He is in his transcendental world. Is it at all justified for me to approach the Lord with my little concerns? There is one thing which we must know about Krishna. It is difficult for us to imagine, but he is very satisfied with the devotees who approach him from this world. And the reason is like this. His eternally liberated devotees, like Uddhava, Lakshmi, even his brother Baladev, they do not experience any difficulties, any struggle of the mind. They are eternally liberated. For them it is easy, but for us, who are so much under Maya's control, we struggle a lot. So when Krishna or Radha see that a struggling devotee come to them, at that time they become very pleased and very desirous to help. They consider this their special prerogative. They are not disturbed. Of course, to approach Radha and Krishna, we would approach them as they stand on the altar with Radharani's hand lifted like this to give blessings. Have you seen photos of Radha Madan Mohan? She has her, Radharani has her hand like this in order to supply blessings. She's there for us. So, yes, we will approach Radha and Krishna when they are in the mood to receive conditioned souls. Where we do not wish to intrude is when they are engaged in their confidential pastimes. It's just like this. Imagine Gomohan has a very important discussion with Govinda, his brother. At that time, we will say, let the two discuss now. Now I will not go to Gomohan and say that there is no water in my bathroom or so on. We will feel, let the two now be together. But when Gomohan has opened his door in the temple president's office, we will definitely go. No, at that time and say, oh, there's no water in our bathroom, please help. So in the same way, we go to Radha and Krishna when we feel they're in the mood, like when they give darshan in the temple, like this. We, for everything is a proper time. Hare Krishna. Wait a minute, Gomohan. If you think Krishna is so far away, I should not go to him. If you think I'm such a disturbance, I'm smelling like a cow barn, why should I disturb them with my presence? If you think God is so unapproachable, inaccessible, indifferent and aloof, what is your chance? How can a child grow when it cannot go to its parents? This is very important understanding. It is the fundamental understanding of bhakti. Yes, you can go to Krishna. He wants you to come. He's Dina Dayal, the one who is merciful to the fallen. Radharani is Karuna Mayi. Mayi means full of Karuna. That means a type of compassion which is given to the fallen. That is their nature. They are very kind. at the same time, they are very transcendental. Good, my dear devotees.
There's some more questions.
Really?
Any questions?
Yes, yes.
One question is, does absolutely everyone have a relationship with Srimati Radharani? And if it's indirect relationship, how does it manifest?
Does everyone have a relationship to Radharani? And if it is an indirect relationship, how does it manifest? I once listened to a very interesting lecture. Now you will all need to concentrate a little bit because it's a little intense point. It will be only be understood if we concentrate fully. So can I have your attention? Good, 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 good. See, there are two types of souls. Those who are in the spiritual world, and there are many different types of locations in the spiritual world. But ultimately, the spiritual world is under the shelter of the Lord and His divine energy, Srimati Radharani. Now, there are souls who are separated from this spiritual world, and they come into the material world. Now, just like we are under the shelter of the Supreme Shakti there in the spiritual world, we are here in this material world under the shelter of another Shakti, Durga Devi. But spiritually speaking, it's the same shell, it's a Shakti of the Lord which manifests differently. The divine Adi Shakti, Srimati Radharani, in the spiritual world, and here a reflection. You could call it the prison guard, Durga, which is there. So in this world, we all have a relationship to Durga, right? Everyone is born, he has a material body, a material mind, this is material energy, and that's all under the shelter of Durga. So indirectly, we are already under the shelter. Now, a few souls, very few souls, understand that there is the original Shakti, Srimati Radharani. If they meet the devotees of the Lord, they learn, let me turn away from the shelter of Maya. Like Prabhupada says, I feel embarrassed by being under the shelter of Maya Devi, or Durga Devi. And we turn away, turn, and we go to the original shelter. It's just like this. There are some prisoners, they are under the government, but indirectly, they are under a specific institution of the government, the prison. And if they choose to become proper again and undergo the terms of their correction, well, they have direct relationship to the government. They leave the prison and they are acting like free citizens. So yes, if you want to become free from the material energy, turn to Radharani. If you want to stay under the shelter of the material energy, turn to Devi, to Devi, to Durga, and you will be bound eternally. You make your decision. You should feel, I'm embarrassed to be a prisoner. I want to become a free person. It's up to you. If you want, if you change your allegiance, your direction, then you come under the shelter, direct shelter of Radharani. If you don't do it, you remain in the indirect shelter of Durga Devi. My dear devotees, I see it is 8:59. I have very good clock. It's Guru Krishna's birthday present. I keep it very important. If there is one last question, we can do one last question. Otherwise, we should go.
There is one question from Gopikita Mataji. She's asking, is it enough to focus on serving Radharani, or should we be fixed on Krishna? And when praying to Radharani for service, and then we receive the service, what should be our meditation?
I would first of all, when it comes to such questions, recommend you to read a little bit more than you're presently doing to understand who is Radha, who is Krishna. Otherwise, it will be concepts, ideas, which you will ask the question, but then you will forget the question and you will forget the answer because it's really not on your mind. What is very important, if you want to enter deeper into Krishna consciousness, you need three things: philosophy, you need the right association, and you need spiritual practice. Radharani is a very deep subject because she is a very shy. She is a very, very, how do you say, very wonderful, very shy, and so on, like a perfect, most perfect lady. So to come close to Radha is not so easy. You will have to show her that you really mean it. You will have to do something which starts with hearing about her, understanding her moods, understanding her feelings, and then only you can move forward. Prabhupada was very careful to not introduce the very intimate subjects of Krishna consciousness so broadly and so quickly. He wanted to make sure that we would be preparing ourselves properly so that we would deal properly with these elevated subjects. Now, I have talked today more about Radharani because it's her appearance day and we need to understand. But if you really want to approach her through the idea of service, you must first know who she is. You must first know a little bit more about her glories. You must first know about her moods. Otherwise, it is a farce. It is something which is superficial only. So, yes, we can approach Radharani definitely in a general way. I think your service to Radharani should start today. You should bring a flower to Radharani. Like Prabhupada once said, instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna, then Radharani says, ooh, you have brought a flower? I can't believe Gopi Gita has brought a flower for me. But she's so distracted. She's not thinking of me. But today she has brought a flower to me. Oh. Prabhupada says, just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. That's how we start. We start, she's like a like our mother. That's how we as conditioned souls, we say, oh, I'm no longer under the control of Durga Ma. I'm embarrassed to be what I am at the moment. I'm so much under the control of the material energy. It's embarrassing after all these years. I will now go to another mother, Radharani, and I will bring a flower as a sign. I know that no one of you will do it. I know it already. But those of you who wish to do, that's how you start. And then you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And finally you will not believe what you will see. Hare Krishna.
There's one last question if you would like to answer this.
Come on, because it is coming from you, and I am your servant. You cannot believe, all of you, how much I love our God. Love is maybe not, appreciate Gomohan. I saw him when he was such a small Gomohan. This small. Yes, yes. I have seen with my own eyes. Yes. Yes, good, Gomohan. Last question.
What should be the mood when we read Gopi Gita from Srimad Bhagavatam? The gopis pray and cry so intensely for Krishna and do so much prayers. They also repeat, but in material world we get married and just do the opposite, surrender to our husband. It feels very duplicitous.
Yeah. I would see, there is this chapter in the Bhagavatam. It's called the Gopi Gita. It is seen by the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the essence of the Bhagavatam, because here we find the greatest expression of devotion to Krishna. This chapter was sung when Krishna had left the gopis and they were now sitting on the banks of the Yamuna, and they were crying for Krishna with very sweet voices, and they then sang this beautiful composition. It is really a beautiful composition. I have seen many devotees chant this during the month of Kartik every day. And in this composition they expressed their need to be with Krishna. As you have properly observed, at this moment we cry, but not for Krishna, we cry for many other things. But behind all our tears, behind all our feelings of being insufficient, there is this one feeling that I really only need Krishna. Although we give our tears other names, we give them our tears names. Oh, I'm crying for my husband. Oh, I'm crying for my children. Oh, most of you don't cry for your husband and your children. You cry for yourself. That's all. That's the reality of material life. We may think we cry for others, but we just think, oh, I'm missing something. Oh, I'm in need. I'm lamenting, and so on. But behind all this crying, behind all this desiring, behind all these cravings, there is only one desire, that is the desire for Krishna. But that will become clear when you purify the heart more and more. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur gives a very good recommendation. He says, there's no higher secret. Call the name of Krishna and you will get Radha. Call the name of Radha and you will get Krishna. And that is best expressed in the Hare Krishna mantra. It purifies the heart when you do it properly, when you do it with the proper inner orientation. And then you will again long for Krishna. Do you know what is your greatest problem? In this material existence, we do not know that Krishna is the solution for everything. And we put different types of solutions which cannot really make us happy and cannot solve anything. Good. So that is my little 2 cents worth of answer. Ramananda Gopal, I see you. Who is next to you? Is that Govinda? Sri Govinda, wow. I can't believe to see you this morning. Haribol, nice to see you. Very good to see you. Yes. Ramananda Gopal, what is in your mind? Tell me.
Well, it's a Puchari question, because we have always on Radhastami, we want to cook a feast for Radharani, right? But we never know what should be offered first to Krishna and then to Radharani. How you would put it?
Yeah. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Because that's a very good question. It's a question of mood, really. I mean, here, from this one lecture, we can understand, instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My dear mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Krishna said, offer me a flower, but don't try to offer Krishna directly. Just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. So I would say, today being Radhastami, you can make a special situation and go by this. This is Prabhupada's, would be Prabhupada's idea, as far as I understand. But then there is there are other considerations. And if you feel, yes, there are other considerations, you could also say, well, Radha is so shy, if I offer first to Krishna, that may be more appropriate. It depends really on your mood, on your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? This is a very, very important consideration. Everyone is on his own level of Krishna consciousness. But since you asked me and you want a question, an answer from Satchinandan Swami, I think today Radha first, it's her birthday, and then Krishna.
Govinda Dev is asking, who's cooking for Radharani?
You, Govinda Dev. how do you mean, who is cooking in the spiritual world? Tell me more clearly.
Because usually when we cook, we pray to Radharani to help us. We think we're only assisting Radharani to cook for Krishna. But if you're cooking for Radharani, then...
Oh, yes, now I understand. So, yes, wonderful question. I would say like this, if you cook, today is a special situation, You just say, my dear Radharani, I usually do it this way. I cook under your guidance, your control. I hope to be guided by your divine energy. Please give me today guidance to cook for you. Like this, I would say. Please protect my cooking in my imagination. And do you know what, Govinda Prabhu? Good preparation today is plum chutney. I heard that's her favorite dish because the plum have similar color as Krishna has. So plum chutney is the preparation of your choice. I think you are the plums already ready on the tree? I think they must, no?
They're ready here.
Yeah, so you go to the tree, say, Treeji, today you are blessed. Today we will take the plums and offer a plum chutney to Srimati Radharani. That is my request. All right, so now I will leave you. This is wonderful to be with you. I have so much today. We have a very nice program in our community. Devotees come from all over, from Berlin and everywhere, for a wonderful celebration. There are others also coming from Russia. So we are all here in the preparation mood, and to be honest, we still need to get some plums for the plum chutney. Maybe you should send us by courier some plums. Here is very difficult to get plums. All the best for all of you. It was a genuine pleasure to see you, to be with you today, and I wish you a lot of mercy from Srimati Radharani. May all of us get the great blessings of Radha today. All the best, and go Premanandi. Hari 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 Bo.